welcome to the Do Life Different podcast hosted by 1128 Community. We want to help you do life different with bold prayers, living generously, and rest. Rest is about being with God, spending time with God, and my hope is that these 10 minutes allow you to be with God, to find rest and a refreshed way of doing life with God. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, in the Message version, Jesus says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." God, we thank you that you are a God that helps us rest, that you are a God that looks out for us, that provides, that you are a God that doesn't let us do life alone. Help us today hear from you, connect with you, and share with you. Today, we are going to use a book of the Bible, specifically a chapter in this book of the Bible, to help us listen and reflect and pray. We are going to read from Philippians, and Philippians is a letter written from Paul to the church in Philippi. Today, we are going to read from chapter 2. And although we're in chapter 2, this is a standalone guided prayer. You do not need to have done chapter 1. However, you can go back and find it and do that another time. So as we read from chapter 2, I'm going to read the chapter through all the way first. Then the second time, I will read and stop along the way to give you prompts to reflect on, maybe something to pray about or think about, or encourage you to sometimes just breathe in a truth that we read. Let's read chapter 2. "Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining and arguing so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then, on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. But I will rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy. If Lord Jesus is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you soon for a visit. Then he can cheer me up by telling me how you are getting along. I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. But you know how Timothy has proved himself. Like a son with his father, he has served with me in preaching the good news. I hope to send him to you just as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me here. And I have confidence from the Lord that I myself will come see you soon. Meanwhile, I thought I should send Epaphroditus back to you. He is a true brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, and he was your messenger to help me in my need. I am sending him because he has been longing to see you, and he was very distressed that you heard he was ill. And he certainly was ill. In fact, he almost died. But God had mercy on him and also on me, so that I would not have one sorrow after another. So I am all the more anxious to send him back to you, for I know you will be glad to see him, and then I will not be so worried about you. Welcome him with the Lord's love and with great joy, and give him the honor that people like him deserve. For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while doing for me what you couldn't do from far away. And now we will go back and read Philippians 2 again and pause and think and pray. And if there are spots where you hear something differently from what I'm encouraging, stop and pray in a different way, or pause and think about whatever is on your heart. However, I will give prompts or suggestions as we read it again. Paul starts his letter, continues his letter, and says, "Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose." And we'll start by asking God for comfort in hard areas. Ask God to help your heart be compassionate and notice people around you that are hurting. And then take a moment and pray for 11:28 specifically, that while we might not agree on specific issues or specific topics, but that we do agree that we are working together with one mind and the purpose of sharing Jesus. Paul continues, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too." Take a moment and think about, or ask God to help you to not be selfish, to not worry about comparing and impressing. God, help us be humble. And help us look out for the interests of others around us. Help us see the needs of the people around us. And then Paul writes, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had." And as I read this, I want you to think about Jesus, to think about his life, and to ask God to give you that same attitude. That same attitude of humility. God, help us be humble. God, help us be humble. Paul says, "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges and he took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. And God, we pause to remember how you died, to remember how terrible that was, and to recognize how much you had to humble yourself to do that. And Paul then says, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And God, we take a moment to stop. And even if we don't physically do it, we bow our body and our spirit, and we recognize and we say that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord. And we see that you've elevated Jesus and that you've given him the name above all other names. Breathe in and say, Jesus is Lord. Breathe out and say, you are above it all. Breathe in, Jesus is Lord. Breathe out, you are above it all. And Paul continues and he says, dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. And God, we pause to stop and see that you are working, that you work in us and around us. Help us know you and know your heart, so that we might show others and show the world around us who you are. Take a moment and think about a place in your life where you might be able to show who God is and how God loves the world and loves the people in the world. Then Paul says, do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then, on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. But I will rejoice, even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy. God, help us live life without complaining and arguing, because that's hard. Help us live clean lives that shine brightly. Help us hold firmly to the word of life. And then help us feel joy. Help us feel joy that can only come from you. In the end, Paul talks about sending Timothy to them, but sending another friend before that. And I want to just stop and take a moment and encourage you to think about who you are living life with, who you have in your life that is encouraging, that's walking alongside of you. Take a moment and thank God for them. Or if you can't think of anyone, ask God to bring you someone, that's encouraging, supportive, and that can do life with you. And then Paul ends was saying, welcome him, talking about the friend, in the Lord's love and with great joy, and give him the honor that people like him deserve. For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while doing for me what you couldn't do from far away. God, we recognize that we don't always have the ability to do things or fix things, but God, help us work together with other people that follow you, with other believers. Help us work with other churches. Take a moment and pray for another church in the community that you live in, or community near, or a church that you think about often, and pray for them that they might also be bold and confident in sharing their story. God, we thank you for how you give us joy, how you help us be like you, and that you help us not do life alone. Thank you for Paul's letter and this time to be quiet. Amen. Thanks for joining today. I hope you have a great rest of your day.